prayer for peace and hope. Let this prayer overcome you with peace and joy that can only be found in Jesus. Father, I pray for my weakness to be replaced with the strength and courage that only you can provide. In times like this, when my burdens feel so heavy, I run to you to restore my body and refresh my mind. Thank you for providing all our needs and protecting my family. I pray that you continue to bless us during these scary and uncertain times. I am so thankful for so many things, but it is hard for me to see all of the blessing. When I have anxiety and despair, I am very faithful to future Father. I know you promised that you are taking care of everything. I ask that you fight my battles and take my burdens so that I am not so tired and weary. When I look back at my past battles, you have always been there. You have always been by my side, and I was always blessed and virtuous because of you. You always had a plan that I just had to be patient. Your plans were always unexpected miracles that I would join with that, but you did. You are an awesome God. Today I am going to change my fear into faith. And to make my day better, I want to thank you for the smallest of blessings in my life. Like water, a pillow, and shoes. Like little things that I take for granted and I shouldn't. So thank you, Father. I know that you are going to bring me up out of these scary times. I know that you will provide for me. I know you will protect me with your guardians, angels. I ask that you also protect and bless my family. We are covered by the blood of Jesus, filled with your spirit, and infinitely loved by you that never changes, and promise that all things are possible with you. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Remember this. Sometimes the purpose of your brokenness is what God simply wants to redirect your path. There are still a lot of greater things out there. You may not see it because you have a different perspective. Sometimes the pain will allow you to see better things in life. Sometimes it will change you for better. If the door in front of you closes, just look around you, because God will open another door for you. He will lead you to the destination He prepares for you. Just hold on and never stop believing. Trust God and allow Him to guide you. You may have a lot of questions in mind, but know that God will always lead you. Remember that God has greater plans for you, greater than what you have in mind. He knows the best for you. That's why you need to depend on Him. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Learn to surrender your future to Him. He will not surely guide you along. You may think that it is the best opportunity for you, but know that there's something better, something that your mind can't comprehend. All you have to do right now is simply give up the steering wheel and allow him to drive. Surrender to him all your plans. Because at the end of the day, the plans of the Lord will always prevail. So always remember this. You have a bright future. You may not see it now, but know that God will teach you how to get there. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. God, you are with me, instructing, leading and helping me through every season. Love and faithfulness now rest upon my heart, because I believe you are a faithful, wise, powerful and loving God. You will never forsake me. I yield myself to you. So every situation will bear fruit in my life and become substance that I can share with others. I walk with you, the more I realize how faithful you are. You steady me and encourage me when no one, no one else does. You are my hope, my strength, and the peace that encourages. Bright, fresh resolve into my soul. Hallelujah, amen. Dear God, I don't know what to do. I don't know what lies ahead. I don't know when will this crisis end, but one thing is for sure, I know that you are with me. Father, please give me the strength to get through this difficult season. Teach me how to honor you, Lord. This life is no longer mine, and I believe that you have great plans for your people. Father, I just pray for peace inside my heart. Let your presence be my assurance, Lord, that everything will be okay soon. I just pray for ears, Lord, that's always. I know that you are speaking to your people right now. I just pray for a humble heart, Lord, that's always willing to listen to you. Father, you are my hope. Amen. As long as you still give me the chance to live in this world, I know that you have something great that you prepared for me. I know that you are making a way, Lord. Teach me how to increase my faith. Teach me how to trust in you even more. I am simply nothing without you. Father, please take away the doubts that I feel inside. Replace it with your love, Lord, that I may share it to those who are in need. Father, I need you every day. Thank you, Lord, for your unfailing grace. Thank you for sustaining us all this time. Thank you for everything that you did in my life. Thank you for your faithfulness. Have your way, Lord. Let your will be done. Father, we know that we are safe in your arms. We know that your angels are always with us. You are great and awesome. Father, you are always true to your word. I know that your promises will come to pass. I just claim it, Lord. Align me always to your will, Father God. Give me a humble heart that's always willing to follow to your voice. Take away all the faces that I feel. Change my perspective in life, Lord, that I may be able to live this life according to your will. You are my Savior, and I will always bring honor to your name. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Through Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. God is my resting place when I am tired, when I am worried with so many things, when I don't know what to do. I just come into his presence and rest. God is my best friend, not when I have no one to talk to. I talk to him. Not go when something is bothering within me. I share everything to him. I share my thoughts. I share my secrets. And he is always there to listen. God is my lover. When I need his loving care, he's always there to make me feel loved. He inspires me every day. He reminds me of his promises. God is also my teacher. He taught me how to endure this life. He taught me how to love. He taught me how to be strong. Though that the challenge and race, God is my mentor. He reminds me of my dreams in life. He empowers me to do things. He inspires me to keep on going. And through His word, He gives me strength, especially in times when I have heart. God is my Father. He disciplines me. He protects and guides me. He always helps me every time. He provides all my needs. He loves me as his precious child. But above everything, God is my God. His love reigns every time I am in pain. His ways are better than my plans. His words are powerful than my thoughts. His grace is the reason why I keep on living. He is greater than my feelings. He is the only one who will never change. The world will hurt you, but God will heal you and make you whole again. Blessing is for you, then it will be always with you. No one can snatch it away from you. The universe will conspire for you, but there's an important thing that you have to do, and this is very crucial. You need to wait and be patient, for God knows the perfect timing. You don't have to be disappointed. Sometimes what you ask for is something that you need. Maybe God is preparing you. He's still teaching you how to handle the blessings properly. So instead of doubting the power of God in your life, learn to increase your faith and keep on believing. Stop overthinking and allow God to move in the midst. He will give the thing that you ask for, and instead of worrying, choose to praise Him while waiting. Serve Him with all your heart. Honor Him in everything that you do. Let His love take away all your fears. Receive His grace and experience His gift of freedom. Continue praying to God for His listening. Just enjoy this season. Climb all the promises of God. It will all come to pass. Just trust Him. There is a time for everything and a season for everything. Wait for the right time. God will make a way for you. And one day, when you receive the blessing, you are going to be grateful. You will find out the reason. You will worship God and thank Him for teaching you. You will be blessed with everything you experience, because it will be worth it. But what He is doing is for our own good. God wants us to experience the fullness. But before that day comes, we need to learn too many things first. We need to know how to handle this blessing properly, so that it will not come to waste. Your faith. Read God's word. name was already written on it. Hallelujah, amen. Thank you, God. Hallelujah, amen. Hi, Lord Jesus. I saw a bunch of stars tonight. They are shining so bright. I haven't experienced this kind of feeling for quite some time. It feels like the stars are telling me, you are bigger. The most beautiful. And as I gaze upon the beauty of your creation, I started to wonder and ask myself, the stars are always there above the sky, but why do I fail to see it most of the time? Only then I realize that the brightest star appears when I can't see light all around me, when I am left with no choice but to look up, so that I can gaze upon the light that will somehow guide me. The beautiful stars in the sky reminds me that in the darkest, you will always be there for me. When I can't see to see what's happening, that's the time when you appear to so bright. When I can't seem to find a way, your light will always be there to guide me. When I just don't know what to do, you God will just shine your light upon me. Sometimes I can't appreciate the things that you have been doing. I tend to forget your love. Sometimes I took it all for granted. But in the darkest season of my life, you remain faithful. You always remind me that there is always hope. And even if it's painful, you always see the beauty of every season, especially the darkest season of my life. Just like the beauty of the stars in the sky, you also turn our darkest moments into wonderful pieces of words. Thank you, Lord, for this amazing opportunity. Thank you for giving me the chance to know. Thank you for speaking to my heart. And above all, thank you for being my constant savior. That's whatever occurred, your light will faithfully shine on me. And it even shines so brightly.